بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والدماء سيغ الله سبحانه وتعالى. We have recited until the end of the seventh juz of the Holy Quran. In this juz, towards the beginning part, one of the verses which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, which I thought I'm going to say now also, just as a reminder, as a something which is good for us. Allah Ta'ala mentions, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu alaykum anfusakum. O you who believe, you be sufficient for yourself. Alaykum anfusakum. Be self-sufficient as far as your deen is concerned. So that means it is compulsory upon every Muslim to learn that amount of deen which will suffice for him to practice on his own. It is compulsory upon everybody. You have to know that amount which you are able to lead the salat for somebody else. You have to know every different aspect with regards to cleaning yourself properly, with regards to what is required from you physically, and how to be able to conduct yourself as far as deen is concerned. From that verse of Quran, that is made compulsory by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, alaykum anfusakum. Be self-sufficient for yourself. La yadurrukum man dalla idha tadaytum. Why? Because when those who will go astray, they are not going to take you astray with them. They are not going to take you astray with them. Understand? لا يضركم. It is not going to harm you. من ضل, all those who are going astray, إذا اهتديتم, if you are rightly guided. All these things that is happening today, you have Shia, you have people who claim they don't follow this one, and they don't follow that one, and they don't do this, and they don't do that. All those things are not supposed to affect us if we have our own foundation right. If your own foundation is not right, and you're still looking what is right, that's the end of life. Understand? Must I explain it again? Or everybody understands? It is compulsory upon every Muslim to know that amount of deen which will not allow him to go astray when all these other fitnas will come in front of him. Allah give us tawfiq. With regards to our continuing, with regards to the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, the portion which I started off with. وَكَذَلِكَ نُذِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah says, likewise, we showed Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam of the treasures of the heavens and the earth. وَلِيَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُوقِنِينَ. And on top of that, so he can be from amongst those who have firm yaqeen, firm belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is few different narrations what happens with regards to where Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam saw the stars and the moon and the sun and all of that. But the most preferred by all the ulama is, by all the mufassirin is, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam came to his people with this thing as an argument based on what he seen them doing. There was times on different nights when the moon would not rise. When it come to the ending of a month, then there's no moon in the sky, right? You will only see the stars. So on a night like that, فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلُ رَآ كَوْكَبًا. When night time had come, he could see the stars in the sky. There were people from amongst his nation who worshipped the stars. So he said, in line with them, qala, he said, hada rabbi. This is my Lord. We worship the stars. Fine, we worship the stars. Falamma afala. When the stars set, when it became morning time, the stars disappeared. Qala la uhibbul afili. He says, I don't want to worship such a Lord that will disappear from me after some time. Later on in the night, فَلَمَّا رَأَ الْقَمَرَ بَازِغًا, when the moon started to shine, قال, he says, هَذَا رَبِّي, maybe this is my Lord. فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ, when that went away, it came time for the moon to set. قال, he says, لَإِن لَمْ يَهْدِنِي رَبِّي لَأَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الضَّالِينَ, if Allah don't guide me, if my Lord don't guide me to where He is and who He is, I'm going to be from amongst those who are astray. And the people are listening to His argument. At the beginning, they're going outside to worship the stars, He go with them. And when the moon came up with its brightness, the stars disappeared. So their Lord disappeared. فَلَمْ and the morning time came, فَلَمَّا رَأَ الشَّمْسَ بَازِغَةً قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي هَذَا أَكْبَرُ, when the morning time came and the sun rose. Now these people that worship the sun also. So he says, maybe this is our Lord. هَذَا أَكْبَرُ, this one is greater than all of the others, it's bigger. فَلَمَّا أَفَلَتْ, when it came to sunset, قال, he says, Ya Qawm, O my people, Inni bari'um mimma tushrikun, I am free from all those which you ascribe partners as unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he went with them to do, say what they are saying, be part of them, and then he told them this thing can't work. The next one he told them that can't work. The third one he told them can't work. Then he tells them, see, when you give da'wah to someone, when you invite somebody towards the deen of Allah, towards the obedience of Allah, you got to do it with some sort of wisdom. When you hit the guy like a 4-pound hammer, nobody listens, isn't it? Nowadays the word goes around. The ulama only from the mimbar, all they do is they tell us, shout us, shout, 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 shout. It's the word that go around, isn't it? So if you don't use wisdom, people is not going to listen. That is why when I see someone looking at the time, I stop. Then he says, Inni wajjahtu, I turn my face, Inni wajjahtu wajhi, I turn the direction of my face, Lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal-arda hanifa, to that one who created the heavens and the earth. I turn my face to that being who created all of this that you are trying to worship. وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, I am not from amongst those who ascribe partners unto Allah. Now he got their attention completely. Why? How did he get their attention? Because Allah says, وَحَاجَّهُ قَوْمُهُ, his people started to argue with him. قال, he said to them, أَتُحَاجُّونِي فِي اللَّهِ, are you trying to argue with me with regards to Allah, وَقَدْ هَدَانَ, and I'm in a condition where Allah had given me guidance. They said, you're going to speak evil about the gods, you are going, this is going to happen to you, that is going to happen to you, that is going to happen to you. He says, وَلَا أَخَافُ مَا تُشْرِكُونَ بِهِ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ رَبِّي شَيْئًا. He says, those things that you ascribe as partners unto Allah, I'm not afraid of them. The only thing I'm afraid of is if Allah decides to do something to me, then something is going to happen. On day one and command, nothing is going to happen. وَسِعَ رَبِّي كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has encompassed everything with regards to knowledge. أَفَلَا تَتَذَكَّرُونَ, don't you understand? Are you not able to understand? And then he says to them, وَكَيْفَ أَخَافُ مَا أَشْرَكْتُمْ, how can I be afraid of that which you have ascribed as partners unto Allah? وَلَا تَخَافُونَ أَنَّكُمْ أَشْرَكْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ, but you are not afraid that you have ascribed things as partners unto Allah. مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ عَلَيْكُمْ سُلْطَانًا, that which Allah has not revealed anything as proof to you. You decide to make something as a partner unto Allah, but you're not afraid of that. فَأَيُّ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ أَحَقُّ بِالْأَمْنِ, which of the two groups is more rightful towards being at ease and at peace? Who should be afraid and who should not be? إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, if only you knew what was happening and what was right. Then Allah says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, verily those who believe, وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ. And they don't taint their iman with oppression. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ. For them there will be peace. For them there will be peace. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ. Respected elders and friends, if we want peace in our own country, then don't oppress any of the orders of Allah, and don't oppress any of the creation of Allah. Then we will have peace. We live in a country that at any given moment in time you can have trouble like how you have it everywhere else in the world. America gave a warning of terrorism 1-2 weeks ago. Right? Who stood up to counter the talk of the terrorism? Was it a Muslim that stood up? No. The government stood up and said they're talking nonsense. As long as we will be obedient to Allah, Allah Ta'ala will take care of us. But when we will disobey Allah, then those things are going to happen. They'll send somebody from wherever, pay him something to come and bomb up some place. And then who are they going to blame? Who are they going to blame? Us. Isn't it? If they go bomb up Sandton City Mall, who are they going to blame? ISIS. Who is ISIS? Supposed to be Muslim. And then what happened to our lives? Masjid is blocked, everything is blocked. So when we will be obedient to Allah, Allah Ta'ala will use His creation to take care of our well-being. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Verily those who believe. وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ. And they do not taint the iman with oppression. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ. For them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept peace. وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. And they will be rightly guided. Respected elders and friends, many people is looking at the khakrak. Our answers is in the Quran. When the ulama mentioned to us that everything pertaining to our daily life is in the Holy Quran, then we don't believe it. But by Allah, everything is there. We need to take out the time and direct our attention towards the Holy Quran. الله لبسطه سويته أنسوا ما قد يفعل الأداء فرضي شهر رمضان هذه السنة إلا تعالى.